Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Road to Recovery group of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Jeff, and I am an alcoholic. Would everyone please turn off their mobile phones or switch them to a silent profile, and please try and keep disruptions to a minimum. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other, that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. In support of AA singleness of purpose, we respectfully ask that sharing be confined to alcoholics. And when discussing our problems, we confine ourselves to those problems as they relate to alcoholism. There may be visitors here who are unfamiliar with our tradition of anonymity. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and television. This tradition is a constant reminder that personal ambition has no place in AA. We are sure that anonymity is the greatest safeguard AA can ever have. We therefore seek your cooperation in protecting the anonymity of our members at the public level. The format of tonight's meeting will be 3 10-minute speakers, followed by a fourth speaker until approximately 8:30. The meeting will then be opened for the floor and closed at 9 o'clock. Can we please have a moment's silence to remember Tradition 5? Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Thank you, Leanne, Nigel and Nick. Tonight's final speaker is Chris.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Chris, I'm an alcoholic. Thanks for asking me to share, Mark. Thank you very much. You always laugh at me. Thanks for your sponsorship, Dave, and very grateful. He's doing it again. Very grateful to be up here. It's been my birthday. I'm 15 years sober, and what a journey it's been. You know, what an absolute journey. From when I first come in, when I wanted to kill myself, where I just couldn't see any life for me, no future. And I've been like that for years. I just haven't got this outlook, a positive outlook. And the more I was going the way I was, the less I was wanting to do life. And today it's just, like I said, what a journey, what a difference, what a transformation of how it used to be, you know? And it's because I've gone through the 12 steps, and it's because I surrendered. You know, I've always done it my way. Although if I'm like quietly defiant, you know, like inside I'm going to do it my way and not like showing everybody else, oh yeah, I'll do it your way. Like, because I was I was like a coward. I didn't have any backbone. I could never stand up for myself. And inwardly, I'll be fighting everybody inwardly. And it would be all just, I would just be inside. I just wanted to explode, you know, just absolutely explode. And drink, now I can look back and see that, you know, it was fantastic because it just gave me this freedom. It gave me this escape. And when I first started, I didn't see that this was happening, you know. I was just, all my mates was doing it. We were out, well, we started on drugs first. I was just like, always just out thieving all the time. And I've got really like just paranoid all the time around my mates and that, and I was fighting with them if they sneaked off and had you know a smoke without me and stuff like that, and it was just causing this paranoia in me, and I was just having to be, you know, having to drink before I went out, and the more I was doing this, the more I was just relying on alcohol, and I didn't even know I was doing it, you know. And it's just so, you know, it just creeped up on me. And I was the sort of person after a while that if we went to the beach or if I went to cinema, I was always taking a bottle of cider with me. I was turning into an embarrassment. I could feel myself like just being like the, why are you always having to bring a bottle with you all the time? And just, I was just like, shaking all the time, and I could see that everybody was just thinking I was weird and weirder. And I used to be like a class clown. I used to be like, you know, there flipping farting away and just trying to make people laugh and stuff like that. And didn't have a worry at all. But after a few years of drinking and that, I was just so like self-centered, just so like, you know, worrying about what people were thinking of me all the time. And it was just hurting. It would just hurt, like, you know, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And I was the sort of person who would like think about dying a lot as well. And I would be just sitting in my bed, like just trying to go to sleep and just have this thought of just dying and dying all the time. And I'd be scared and I'd be just, that's my sort of thinking. That's who I am. I focus on the negative. And throughout my life, I've just been like that. It's just got more severe, more severe. And drink just gave me that ease and comfort, that perception change. You know, it just, I could be feeling so down and so scared. I have a few sherbets, and my perception has just turned 180 degrees, and I'm like, yeah, this is ideal. This is, yeah, I'll go out. And like, it's just mental. You know, how, you know, you can be at one stage to another stage. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But the more I was doing it, the more I couldn't do life when I was sober. I wasn't learning anything. I wasn't able to grow as like an adult at all. I was still like doing farting noise at 25, like sort of thing. And that was my, you know, my funny repertoire of like just doing different farts and stuff. And people get bored of that, don't they? They get bored of that. You know? I used to be at funerals. I didn't used to be at funerals, but I went to funerals for like my mate's funeral, and I'm like farting noises. I'm like touching my mate's leg and that. I just can't be sensible. I just don't know, you know, I don't know how to be an adult. I just didn't know how to do it. And like I'm saying, like now, what a change I've had, because I've come to a stage where I was drinking a blackout, I was on medication for depression, and I was just totally wrecked. I was totally on the rocks. My drinking consumption was just out of control. I was spending all our money, and I was in complete blackout, driving around Plymouth. And I'd wake up in the morning, and I've done it again, I've done it, I've drove a car again. My missus giving me hell. You've done it again, drove a car. And all I could think about, God, I could have killed someone, I could get done here, I could be in real bad trouble. I just didn't have no thought about anybody, you know, like the kid could have got killed, and, you know, the father, mother could have got killed. And today, what a change now, I hear people like, you know, drink driving, they like hit someone, and I'm like nearly crying. I'm nearly crying for the mothers, the kids that have been lost. I've had such a change in my perception, in my attitude towards life, that it's not come from me. You know, I just didn't have this apathy. I didn't have this way of thinking. You know, and I've just tried to deal with that shitty thinking with my own shitty thinking, you know? So that's why I was getting more and more down and down. Drink was not working anymore. I was just trapped. I was trapped with drink, without drink. I remember pouring it down the drain thinking, what am I going to do now? I've got to get some more, like, sort of thing. I was in that sort of indecision that I just was totally beaten. I remember just lying there, just thinking, I can't do it anymore. I just can't. I've got no fight left. I've got no answer anymore. I can't think my way out of anything anymore, because that's what I used to do. I used to sit there and think and think and think. And I used to rerun things. I used to think about the same thing, and I'd say this, I'd say that. I'll go mental, I'll go like that. And then I'd say, shut up. And then I'll do this, I'll do that. I used to be, honestly, just, well, we know what it's like, don't we? I see people's heads. I don't have to go into detail, but it is, we are done for. If that's the future we've got, we are done for, you know? And the thing is, I'll come to that point. I remember I got kicked out again. Another time I got kicked out. I was living in a black bin line all the time. No, I wasn't in a black bin line, but... I'm crap at explaining stuff, but... I was just back at my mother's again, and I had a fight with my old man. Ran out of the house, got in the car, went back to me missus, I ain't moving, like that, and it was just creating horribleness. That's a shitty word, isn't it? I didn't even wear it, is it horribleness? I was just disgusting. I was just disgusting towards them, towards my loved ones, and I couldn't see it. It's me, it's all about me. It's all about, my problems is all I can see. I cannot see past them. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to be on the other side of that now, you know, to just for the day, I'm on that other side, and that I can, most of the time, be loving towards my missus and my kids, and I can see at the end of my day where I can take stock of what's gone on throughout the day. I can see I've got to be a bit better there, you know, I can do better there. I can, you know, tomorrow is another day, I can see where I'm going wrong, and I've got higher power, get close to my higher power to have the strength to put these things in action, you know, and then reap the rewards then, you know. I'm not looking at that, but that's what happens when you start doing the right things. It's your mind changes from this half empty sort of glass empty, shit, I've gone wrong here, depressive thinking to a positive, more of a positive person. And most of the time I love the way I think, because I was always at odds with people, always, you know, like in the car or whatever, I'm like going mental, I just can't help myself. I remember I smashed my windscreen because I was just whacking I was just going mental, and I'll just lose it. I'll just see the fog just comes over, and I'm gone. And I was doing that more and more. At the end of my drinking, I was gone. I was, instead of being this people pleaser, you know, always keeping it in, like going, oh, like that, and then going home and I'll go like that. And honestly, I was just snapping all the time. My boss, I'm like, like that. And honestly, I'm just so grateful. I can really, you know, a lot of times I'm working hard. I'm just like, right, go on, do this, do that, and like we all do. And it's you need to sit down and really, like my sponsor was saying last night or the night before, you got to do your step 11. And I haven't been doing that for a while, you know, properly at all, really. You know, so let's be honest, you know, because I've been just fixed on making money. That is, and I don't know why I'm doing it. I've just thought today, and my missus says, why are you working so hard? What are you doing? Why are you doing it so? And I'm just like, I don't know why I'm doing it. It's because it's there, money's there. So I'm like, yeah, it's like almost like I'm trying to fix myself with that. And it's like, and it don't make me happy. It don't make me happy. It's like people are saying, it's, you can have all the money in the world, but you can still be miserable. And by working with others, by thinking of others, that is where I've been properly, wholesomely happy, and it's a spot, you know? And I would never have thought this up myself. I would never have like got to this stage where I would have thought, yeah, that's what I've got to do. God, missed that. But I would never have got to it because I'm too busy punching your face in my head, you know? So how am I going to think that? So I say, do you know what I mean? And we're up here, like, sharing our experience. Our experience don't have to be yours. You don't have to, like, this is going to be your recovery, you know? This is what you could have, you know? You've got so much potential in you that you just don't know, you know? I just can't believe where I am now, you know, in the journey that I've had through my working career, through being a father as well. I was selfish to the core, and still can't be, but not, you know, I'm loving, but I can still have my, you know, my selfish parts. And there was just no goodness in me at all. And I wasn't a horrible, I didn't want to be a horrible person, but I couldn't see anything else, because my perception of you was always bad, you know? So I couldn't think anything nice of you because I was always negatively thinking of what you're thinking of me. And no wonder I was flipping mental, you know? It's I ain't got a chance. And if you're like that, and if you're picking up the drink and you've got no control over it, of how much you're taking, you know, and you can put it down and say, I'm never going to do it again. And then you start picking it up again, then I've learned that you're done for, you know. You're absolutely, and this is not a joke. This is, you may feel to yourself that, at stages in your drinking, like, oh, I want to die. But what a life you're missing out on, you know. I was just so close to not having this life, not even seeing it, you know, not even in the future. And all I've done, well, I've come to a place where I was just so beaten inside, I was just collapsed. Where before I was like yapping into my head saying, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. I've come to a place where I can't do it my way. I just cannot do it my way anymore. And I've come to AA, the pupil's ready, as it says, you know, teacher turns up and all that. And thank God. I remember I was just at the end of my drinking, I was just drinking and I'm crying. I'm just rocking. What a complete change for the person who's standing up here, being able to speak to you, not stuttering, because that's how I used to stutter. I used to have panic attacks all the time. And when I first come in, it is difficult to just come into a big group like this, where people, and I'm very, very sensitive, where when people are laughing, I'm thinking they're laughing about me, or I just, because I'm not feeling happy, and you're just laughing, I'm feeling uncomfortable anyhow, you know, so it just really rubs me up, you know, a different way. But it's like, you've got to surrender, honestly, you've got to just say to yourself, I can't do it my way anymore. And by doing that, and getting yourself a sponsor, and just a day at a time, taking those simple actions. And I remember I'd take my big book with me, I would just for day card with me, and I would just read it throughout the day when I got a chance, and just really just kept myself in the solution instead of in my head, because that is where I lived. I just live in my head, and there's just nothing of good there. There's no good there at all. And unless you have a complete spiritual change, you know, in yourself, you know, and then things start really changing, you know, and you get you can see a future in front of you. You can see things that you'd never, you know, even when I was drinking, that's the time I used to think of them things, when I was drinking, and they were just, oh yeah, I could do this. I always brings up the big brother thing, like, oh yeah, I could win the big brother and stuff like that. I'm just so, like, my personality, you know, I'd have to have a drink go. Christ, if I didn't win any drink go or whatever, I'll be there like that. Like that in the flipping bedroom, like that and flipping, what are you looking at? Like that, and I go, ah! Just people pleasing, and I would have been coming out, all you can hear is, boo! Like that, weirdo! Like that, and this just completely gone the wrong way. And it's, you know, what a change, though. What a chance that we've got to really go somewhere and make something of ourselves. Because you see, you know, I like see kids like smoking and stuff like that. It's just, they just churn them out. I thought like they would learn now that, you know, smoking's bad for you. It's like, and people just don't learn, you know. And I've thank God I've stopped that progression, you know, drunk, just carrying on throughout the ages. I've been able to stop, you know, and be able to move in a different direction, you know, where other people just don't get that chance. They don't get that chance when they can surrender, you know. That's where you've got to come to. You've got to come to that where you've just, you can't do it your way, you know. You're just wrecked. You're absolutely wrecked. And I've come to, and I'm so grateful to have come to that position, and that I've kept it, you know. I've kept that step one. You know, it's you know, sometimes, like I said, you don't think about how bad it was, because you're just living life, you know. It's just, it's busy, and it's just, but then I try to, you know, go work and stuff, and I'll speak to my spunker. Well, at least I didn't put you in there, but it's like, I'll go to work. Where the hell did that come from? Step four stuff, Alan. Yeah, you go to work and that, and they just, like, I always, because this is just a thing on my mind at the moment, it's like, I work in a place where they're just flipping, this bloke had cancer, right, and there was this, they were like making like colostomy, he had to wear a colostomy bag, and they were making like fake colostomy bags, walking like that, and that's the sort of place where I work, you know, and I don't want to fully disclose that I'm an alcoholic, you know, and recently I've told certain people, and I've done that throughout the time I've been there, and I've been able to help people, but I've like done it more, and it's gone right round now, and like Nick was saying, they're all like oh hello, like that, and they're already speaking to you now, honestly, and it's like, I'm like, what's going on here, like sort of thing, and it's, you know, I'm the sort of person as well that when I'm at work, I'll work through like me breaks and stuff like that. I'm a proper like, I just can't, I'm obsessive like hell. And I'll just work and work. And all the boys are like standing around and they're all taking a pee and that. And like, I'm like working away. And I'm prime target, I am. I'm prime target for a bit of banter. And they go, what are you doing? Like, it's just taking the mech out of me and like that. And it's just, oh, it batters me. So I like tries to be like one of the lads as well. And I don't, and I'm like, like swearing and stuff like that, and taking a mic and stuff like that. But I don't feel good at all. I do not feel well, and it's no good for me. And I speak to my sponsor about it, and it's just I've just got to speak, you know. I speak to my sponsor. I've got to, you know, I can't keep it all in. I'll do my step tens as well. That's a way where I can see where I can change instead of like always just looking out at them and. And there, it's their fault. And by saying that, I've got no power of changing them, but I've got power to change me. You know, where I just didn't have that in my armory before. You know, all I had was, oh, I'm a junior, like sort of thing. That is, I just didn't have any positive actions to change me. You know, and AA has given me these tools to live for 15 years, day in, day out. With these tools, you know, and it's not about perfection at all. It's about living with this illness and just using the program, not having the program work for you. It's, you've got to work that program. And I'm not, you know, I've got to do the same. You know, I'm not just saying this for you lot today. It don't matter about me, but this is what we've got to do, because we will go snap back to that person, because that's my experience, and that's the old timers and everybody who's, you know, had experience. They go through stages, they go through things, and you will go back to the default thinking again. And I don't want to be that way, you know. Not now I've had the taste of the good, loving, healthy way of living. You know, I don't want that, because it's consumed you. You've got no spiritual life, just absolutely, just it just broadened, it's just fourth dimension, it just opened me right up. I could see so much, you know, in my life, you know, that I could achieve or whatever. And but when I'm with myself in alcoholism, I'm stuck in this little box, and I'm not going nowhere. I'm bouncing everywhere. I'm not going nowhere at all. And the feeling of that stomach, the knot in your stomach, and the just an absolute embarrassment that I used to be. You know, just drinking, stinking. I used to smoke. I just used to, not that that's bad, but I'm just saying, I just did. Looking at the people right now, that's what I'm smoking. And, I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to end my life because there was no way out. And I've found a way out now that I've got to take, you know, the actions, you know. When I was first, well, not first round, but like after, like when I got more comfortable in the group, I have to go around and I have to speak to people. That's my thing. I'll go around and I'll shake everybody's hand. I'll speak to as many people as I can. I'll definitely speak to the newcomers and just keep my ego down, because my ego can, it just snap back up again. I'll inside again. I'll be inside thinking, you know, I'm, you know, the dog's doodads, and that I'm doing really well at work, and but I'm not feeling good then. Honestly, I'm not feeling good because I'm thinking I'm the one who's doing it all. But when I start getting humble again and start to, my higher power, just get, you know, humble towards my higher power and do his will, cheers, mate, that is when I'll get that proper ease and comfort, that proper sense of what I've always been looking for. You know, that is where it is, the higher power, thinking of others, keep close to your sponsor, be honest, and just be humble. And it's keeping that ego down, honestly, because my ego can just go mental, you know. And being humble around people, you know, even when, you know, you want to say things that, you know, oh, don't you know who I am, sort of thing. Like, it's just try and act in a, well, like I think Andrew says it. He says he doesn't act on this first thought, you know, and it comes after a while. Instead of, like I said before, I'm just snapping all the time. It's just after a while, it gives you that couple seconds, doesn't it, for you to be able to just come back with something more productive, you know. So it's a fantastic life, it really is, you know. And it can be hard at times, you know, but it's a day at a time, it can be an hour at a time, whatever makes it achievable for you. It's we're all here to help you. And just, you know, I'll leave it to the floor now. I'm really, really grateful. Thank you very much.